Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're peeking into The Juice. You know, that app kids are using to learn all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's a cool way for parents and teachers to see what's grabbing those young minds.
And, well, today's mix is really something. We've got ancient discoveries from the Ice Age going on in Hong Kong, some wisdom from a music legend, and even some video game drama.
Wow, that is a range. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's jump right in with a story that might spark some interesting dinner table conversations. The sentencing of pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's something that could really open up a discussion about democracy with kids. Especially, you know, in a place like Hong Kong with such a layered history.
It's not just like a headline, you know. It's about understanding the whole relationship between Hong Kong and mainland China. They've got that one country, two systems thing going on.
Right. It was a British colony for ages. And then when it went back to China in 97, they were promised a lot of autonomy.
But lately, we've seen China tightening its grip, leading to all this tension and a crackdown on those pushing for democracy.
And that brings us to these activists. They were sentenced under this really controversial security law that came out in 2021.
Yeah, a law that's been getting a lot of international attention and not the good kind. A lot of people are saying it's being used to silence opposition and restrict freedoms.
So what did these activists actually do? Well, they organized a primary election back in 2020 to choose candidates for a big legislative election.
Which, you know, at first glance sounds like normal democracy in action.
Exactly. But the authorities saw it as a threat. Oh. And that's what led to these charges and sentences.
It's heavy stuff. But it's a chance to talk to kids about some big concepts, you know, democracy, freedom of speech, civic engagement, even when it's tough.
Definitely. Now, from present day politics, let's take a trip way back in time, like thousands of years back.
Okay, so get this. Kids on The Juice are learning about the oldest fishing images ever found.
Talk about a window to the past. These engravings were found in a cave in Germany on these pieces of slate called plaquettes.
Imagine these images were made during the Ice Age. We're literally getting a glimpse into the lives of our ancestors.
It's mind-blowing to think about the skills they had back then. The plaquettes don't just show fish and nets. They've got all sorts of animals, too. Mammoths, woolly rhinos.
It's like we're right there with them, seeing their world, their environment. What mattered to them.
And researchers are using some pretty high-tech stuff called reflectance transformation imaging to really study these plaquettes. They're finding hidden marks and textures and everything.
Like bringing those ancient artists back to life.
Yeah.
Seeing how they worked and created.
And you know, it's more than just pretty pictures. This helps us understand the whole story of humanity, our ingenuity, and how early technology developed.
It's a chance for kids to really grasp the long and amazing journey of humankind, how we've evolved and how we've interacted with nature for so long.
And speaking of journeys, let's talk about someone who blazed his own trail. Berry Gordy, the man behind Motown Records.
The Juice is featuring a really powerful quote from him today. It's all about being yourself and not letting the world mold you into something you're not.
In a world where everyone's always telling you to fit in, his words are like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
He said, don't get caught up into the trap of changing yourself to fit the world. The world has to change to fit you.
Whoa. That is powerful, especially for young people who are constantly bombarded with messages about fitting in and following the crowd.
And it wasn't just talk. He lived by it. He built an empire doing things his way and helped launch some of the biggest names in music.
Think about Motown, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. Their music broke barriers and still inspires people today.
His story is a perfect way to start conversations about finding your voice, pursuing your passions, and daring to be different.
It's a message that cuts through time, reminding us that authenticity and staying true to yourself can lead to amazing things.
All right, let's switch gears to something a bit more modern, video games, and all the chatter around the Game of the Year nomination.
Well, this is definitely stirring up some debates,
yeah.
Even among the younger set.
It's interesting because it goes beyond just what's the best game. It's about how we judge games, what qualities we look for, and what makes a game truly great.
The Juice is showcasing a really diverse group of nominees. We've got platformers, card games, action RPGs, JRPGs. It shows just how wide the world of gaming is these days.
We've got Astrobot, this super charming platformer. Then there's Balatro, which is this card game that looks simple, but is actually really strategic. And then you've got the incredible looking action RPG Black Myth, Wukong, the long-awaited JRPG Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and the magical metaphor, Refantazio.
But the one causing all the ruckus is Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree.
Yeah, and the reason why it's not a full game, it's a DLC downloadable content that adds to the original Elden Ring, which already won Game of the Year last year.
So some people are like, wait a minute, a DLC shouldn't even be competing with brand new games.
Right. It's like comparing apples and oranges, they say. But then others argue that a really good DLC can be just as groundbreaking and impactful as a whole new game.
It's a really thought-provoking discussion. It makes us question how we define value and innovation in gaming, especially as games keep evolving and changing.
This controversy is a great opportunity to talk about critical thinking with kids. How to look at different viewpoints, weigh the arguments, and come to their own conclusions.
It also highlights how the gaming world is shifting. Games aren't just about the initial release anymore. They grow and change over time with updates and expansions.
It encourages kids to think about what they really value in a game. Is it the story, the graphics, the way it plays, or the whole experience?
All right, now for a story that might make you want to enforce those bedtimes a little more strictly.
Oh, this one caught my eye too. The Juice is featuring a study that found a direct link between how much sleep you get and how happy you are.
And it's not just about feeling well rested. The study found that getting just 46 minutes more sleep every night made people feel more resilient, more grateful, and even gave them a stronger sense of purpose.
It's a powerful reminder that sleep isn't just about physical rest. It affects our emotional and mental well-being too, especially for young minds that are still developing.
And on the other side, even losing a little bit of sleep, like 37 minutes, led to more tension anxiety and trouble dealing with stress.
So those extra minutes in bed can really make a difference in how kids handle the ups and downs of their day. It helps them build resilience and cope with stress better.
This could be a great starting point for a conversation about healthy sleep habits, not just for physical health, but for their mental and emotional health too.
It emphasizes how important it is to take care of ourselves, both physically and mentally, to navigate all the challenges life throws our way.
And finally, the last story we'll be unpacking today is a sensitive and complex one. The conflict in Ukraine.
It's a situation that's hard to grasp, even for adults, but The Juice is presenting it in a way that's appropriate for kids while still highlighting how serious it is.
The story focuses on Ukraine launching long-range missiles into Russia, which is a major escalation in the conflict.
And potentially very dangerous. Considering Russia's nuclear doctrine and Putin's threats of retaliation, it raises concerns about the situation spiraling out of control.
The article also points out how global opinions about the war are changing. Support for Ukraine, while still there, is starting to waver in some parts of the world.
More and more people are calling for a negotiated settlement. They're tired of this drawn-out conflict and the devastation it's causing.
This is definitely a difficult topic to discuss with kids, but it's an important one. It shows them how complex global politics are the human cost of war, and how important it is to find peaceful solutions.
It also reminds us that what happens across the world can affect us all in different ways. And it encourages us to really think critically about the information we're getting, especially in a world where things can be twisted and manipulated. So as we wrap up our look at today's stories in The Juice, it's pretty amazing how they all tie into these bigger themes.
From ancient art to modern politics. From personal well-being to global conflicts, we've seen how important it is to think, critically express ourselves, be empathetic, and work towards a better world.
It's a reminder that learning never stops. It's all about exploring, asking questions, and connecting the dots.
And for the parents and teachers out there, it's about joining kids on that journey, nurturing their curiosity, and giving them the tools to navigate this crazy world.
So let's keep these conversations going. Let's be open to different viewpoints, and let's encourage the next generation to be informed, engaged, and caring people.
That's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Keep those minds curious and keep those conversations flowing.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.